suffering is bad enough. We all suffer emotionally, physically, and spiritually at different times in our lives. But sometimes it just seems to go on forever. What do you do when the suffering just won't go away? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at the sort of suffering that just doesn't seem to want to go away, and we're going to look at it from a different perspective. Sometimes people suffer for a very long time. Nelson Mandela was in prison for almost 3 decades. My sister's been suffering with schizophrenia for over a quarter of a century. Some people are lonely, it seems, for a lifetime. The elderly can be lonely and sick for a long time. People can live in war zones, and when they've just rebuilt their homes and their lives after the last conflict, the next war starts. Sometimes people suffer for a long time, and it doesn't seem to let up. And then some joker like me gets up and says, you know, God meant you to live a great life. Are you living the life that God always intended for you? And people who are in that suffering forever place go, hang on a minute, what are you smoking? Come and visit my life and then tell me about this God of yours. I've prayed, but there's never anyone home up there. It's a fair point. So where do we go with that? Suffering is a part of life. You know, the number of times people have asked me, Bernie, how can a God who is all-powerful and all-loving allow for us to suffer? Man, I wish I had a simple explanation for you. I wish I could give you an answer that in one sentence tie that all together, that you could go, wow, I understand now, I get it. I don't have a simple explanation. But I'll tell you what I see. I see suffering right through the Bible, from almost the beginning to almost the end. People being oppressed, enslaved, killed, tortured, raped, murdered, marginalized, abused. It's all there, and there's nothing new under the sun. Why? I'm not sure I can tell you that. All I know is that God planned and created a world of good and evil, of light and darkness, of joy and pain, of rejoicing and suffering. And without the bad bits, I don't think the good bits would be as good as they are. But what about the tsunami and the innocent children being killed and trafficked as slaves? And it's overwhelming. I just don't have the answers. But it seems to me that love and suffering are inexorably linked. In order to love, we have to suffer. It seems a contradiction, but it's true. In fact, I wonder what love would actually mean if it didn't involve pain and suffering and sacrifice. Hollywood would love for us to believe that love is all about wonderful feelings and romance and expensive dinners and sex. That's what Hollywood wants us to believe. But anyone who's been married for any length of time will tell you that there is sacrifice involved in loving a wife or a husband and children. Enormous sacrifice. And the thing about sacrifice is it's about losing something. Sacrifice hurts. It hurts to be faithful to someone. It hurts to love someone when they don't deserve to be loved. Jesus loved and suffered. Why would you do that if it wasn't important? The God who knows what suffering is, what it feels like, how much it hurts, because he's experienced it firsthand, is the God who created this universe. Okay, so why do some people suffer for a long time? Sickness, disease, poverty. Again, I don't have any glib answers. But as someone who suffered for a period of several years, and I still have times, I have to tell you, just like you do, times of suffering, I want to share some insights with you, share with you part of my journey. When we suffer, we just want to be out of that place. We want to say, beam me up, Scotty. God, just get me out of here. It never leaves us. No one understands what we're going through. And the longer it goes on, the more desperate we become. You know what many people do? They give up. They resign themselves to being a perpetual victim. In fact, sometimes people have ways out of their suffering, but they don't take them simply because they're used to being a victim. There are families in the city where I live that are second and third generation unemployed. And you might say, Bernie, that's not fair. That's a hard thing for you to say. But we do not have to be a victim of our circumstances. Instead, we can be the victor. The Bible says that when we believe in Jesus, we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, we are more than conquerors. I've seen someone with terminal cancer who's still out there touching lives. I've seen people who are going through loneliness who take the opportunity to draw close to God and ask Him to give them a future. The saddest thing of all is when people give up on life because of the adversity that's surrounding them. The Apostle Paul knew what suffering was. Man, did he know what suffering was. Have a listen to what he writes in Romans chapter 5. He says, "We also rejoice in our sufferings." That's sick. "We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And hope doesn't disappoint because God has poured out His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit, whom He has given to us." Paul turns the whole suffering thing upside down. This Paul who's been beaten and reviled and they tried to kill him, he's not having a pity party here. He's not getting, "Oh God, look at what's happening to me." He's saying, look, this suffering thing, get a grip, is our opportunity to grow. Some people I know who are suffering, really suffering, I mean, through illness, they go all sour on life. They spend their whole lives complaining about how lonely they are, about how bad things are, about how it isn't fair, about how there can't be a God because He's letting this thing happen to him, about everything else in the sun, instead of looking at what they have and saying, you know something, maybe God's doing something here. Maybe God wants me to join the dots. The suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance grows my character. Having pity on ourselves, wallowing in self-pity, we might be entitled, but it doesn't make things any better. Let me say this again. It actually makes things worse. Me, when I'm suffering, I'll tell you what I do. I look at the cross of Christ. I close my eyes, and with the eyes of my soul, I look up at a Jesus who is prepared to allow Himself to be nailed to a cross for my sake. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 says this, "Jesus learned through what He suffered." If it's good enough for the Son of God, my friend, it's good enough for you and me. When we're suffering, maybe there are some things that we can do to change that. Maybe there aren't. But we can make a decision to tap into the opportunity that God sets out before us to grow and to change and for our character to grow and for us to experience His hope. God wants us people to rise above our circumstances, to achieve things and to love other people anyway, to experience Him. What are you suffering right now? What are you doing with it? Are you giving up on life? Are you complaining? Or have you taken a decision to grab God's opportunity with both hands and hang on tight because this suffering produces perseverance and perseverance character and character hope, and that hope won't disappoint because God has poured His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit whom He's given to us. Social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and to the world around you, and we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. So, if you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and your family. So we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So, like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.